Well, Jordan Davis playing hurt today. We respect that. It's not required, but we absolutely respect it. So that will take me into an interesting angle. Everybody kind of has their home remedies for what do you eat when you're sick? What have you come up with here? Are you the chicken soup guy? Do you feed a cold? How do you work that out?
Yeah, so normally I'll go like the ramen route, but I went on Monday. I ordered just some like Pedialyte and shells and cheese from GoPuff, and then did some of Charlie's DoorDash and just ate a bunch of rolls.
Oh, I see. Easy on the stomach. You're doing all right there, right?
Yeah, good. I like to think so.
High carb diet, which is the key to any sickness, is getting through the high carb diet. The Christmas season is also fun for consumption, whether it's food, drink, or both for everyone. How many places did you get to before you were tackled by the new year and forced to recuperate?
Well, so since last time we talked, I've gone to 10 places, so I felt pretty good about that.
Well, you should just move in with us, because if we're not going out to eat, I'm worried why everyone is home. I just look around and say, whoa, hey, is there an apocalypse? Are the zombies out? What are you people doing here? Shouldn't you be out spending the hard-earned money on food? So near and dear to our heart, 10 places. All right, well, I'm hungry today, and it's the first day back, so I don't feel like doing any heavy lifting. We'll talk about Halliburton here in a minute, but let's get to eating, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I went to El Ranchero on the west side for the first time in forever. They don't have a bar top, so I had to get the old table for one, which is not my favorite move. But it was fine. It was good. I love El Ranchero. I always just go 2 chicken burritos a la carte. I think, obviously, El Ranchero is obviously always like really quick getting their food out. I don't think this took more than 2 minutes. It was the quickest I've ever gotten my food in a restaurant. And it was as delicious as ever. So shout out to the folks over there at El Ranchero.
Let's have some fun on that west side location. How many different things has that place been? Can you name 2 of what that building used to be?
So I've got 2. I don't know if it's exactly where El Ranchero is. I know when I first moved to town, my first ever restaurant job was the MCL cafeteria in Castleton. So when I first moved to town in 2009, Google still said that there was an MCL. So I went over to Liberty Drive searching for it and had no luck. But I know MCL was there.
True.
And then I also know that Show Me's was over there as well.
Oh, very good. That was going to be my trick one, because that's kind of on the backside, heading kind of more west on that. Gray Brothers cafeteria was in that building.
Wow, man, I totally forgot about it. I feel like someone's mentioned that before. It's so sad we used to have one and don't have one now.
They tried it, and for whatever reason, or however reasons, timing has a lot to do with things that work or don't work sometimes in the restaurant business. But yes, that was the Gray Brothers cafeteria. I'm 99%. There's a big fireplace. There was a big fireplace in there, right? And then Ivy Tech had part of it, and I'm almost positive that was the Gray Brothers, because I don't know where else the Gray Brothers would have been that was here. So that is,
I think you're right.
I think that is too. So that's where the West Side El Ranchero is, kids, if you want. Yes, you're not hallucinating. There are more than one El Ranchero in town and in the state of Indiana. they are everywhere. So there you go. Good stuff. Quick meal. Did you see that Cloverleaf on the West Side now has a beer and wine selection?
No, I did not. Obviously, that doesn't affect me too much anymore, but that's huge news for I feel like with them expanding their hours, it's only a matter of time before Cloverleaf goes 24/7, right? Hopefully.
Now the hours on the south side one over by me, they went back. I think they reverted back to their afternoon hours.
Oh man,
That's the south side one. That's the one in my neighborhood. But when I have time over the holidays and I'm just staring off into space or scrolling through things, I saw the advertisement. So the west side Cloverleaf, now I don't know their hours either, so you want to check that, but they now have beer and wine and mimosas. So if that's something that you're into, well, that's something new and exciting here for 2024.
Absolutely, yeah. Brunch it up a little bit. I can't imagine they won't be doing some mimosas.
Exactly right. So that's a fun one. That's the West Side Cloverleaf now. I don't know anything about the South Side. We don't work for these people. We just try to make everybody aware of the fun things that are going on. Every Wednesday, just after 3:35, my great friend is Jordan Davis. I had a bet last half hour with the listeners. I said I haven't done this since the 22nd. So the over-under of when my voice goes out, please gamble. That's fine. It's like picking the date the baby's going to be born. You know, you get with your buddies. Hey, is it going to go out at 4:25? Is it going to go out at 4:35? So we're not playing hurt. We just got to get a little bit. Get a little bit back into shape. So you've been to El Ranchero. What else has made your list of loveliness?
Yeah, so I went over. I know we talked about it 2 weeks ago. India Garden was doing their $9.99.
I went.
Buffet.
I was there.
You said you went?
I went too. Tell me what you think.
Oh, nice. Okay, so I went. I didn't get to do the full buffet experience. I did carry out, but I was still able to load a carry out box for $9.99 with a ton of different stuff. And it was. Really, really good. I'm not going to say it was better than Taste of India, but it was absolutely delicious and well worth the $9.99 asking price.
I went in and dined in and went through the buffet, and I'm not going to be, and I'll say this with anything that I don't know. It seemed similar, but not as many items, but everything that I had an excellent flavor. They brought some fresh cooked naan to the table as well. A little quiet in there. The atmosphere is not where you're going there. It's for the food and the price. $9.99 is very hard to beat anywhere for lunch.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the atmosphere, because it's kind of like the buffet is kind of tucked in this back room. So it is kind of odd atmosphere. It's not, again, not necessarily Taste of India, but it's different. Like their butter chicken is not the same. It's everything, which is to me exciting. I don't want to have the same offerings everywhere. So try it out. You might find that's much more up your alley what they're offering. And yeah, they still had plenty. I mean, they had like 8 different like chicken curry, butter chicken, like all these different options to choose from. So it was still wasn't very limited.
Absolutely. And tandoori chicken as well. All the play the hits. Just play the hits sometimes. Like when you DJ, right? Just play the hits.
Oh, absolutely, man.
So for $9.99, it's definitely something if you're not a fan of Indian food or you don't think you are, try it. And that's a great way to do it. Like we said, you're not going to find food for much cheaper anywhere. And it's all you can eat. So my jeans still fit here in the new year. So that means my break wasn't as good as perhaps I thought it would be. But we're moving in the right direction. Jordan Davis is our guest. The buffet is just west of Siam House on 4th Street for those of you scoring at home with us. All right, what else are we eating, buddy?
So I've said for a long time that some of the best wings in town that people don't know about are at the Upstairs Pub. My buddy and I went there whatever the night that IU-Kennesaw State game was because we went to the game, went to Upstairs Pub after, did the wings. I'm a huge fan of their Carolina Gold, and then I also did their Buffalo. The Buffalo was way spicier than the last time I got it, so just a fair warning if you do standard Buffalo at Upstairs Pub. Even my buddy who, like, really, really enjoys spicy stuff was like, man, yeah, those pack a punch for just kind of your standard Buffalo. But it's still good. The wings are a really good size. They're really crisp. They're still moist. The preparation of the wing itself, I think, is – I mean, it's top tier for anywhere that you're going to find. So shout out to the whole crew up there.
I'm a big fan of just take the raw chicken and dunk it in the fryer. It's all I need. I don't need any baking. I don't need any marinating, nothing. Just take the chicken, throw it in the fire, and then let the sauce do the work. Now, there's an old, I got to ask, I'll see my buddy tonight, Zach from Buffalo. Buffalo sauce technically means hot sauce. So if it's called buffalo sauce, I think – and we're helping people out here. That's what we try to do as food superheroes. We try to help people out. If something says buffalo on it, by nature, it should be hot, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm expecting some heat from a buffalo, but typically your standard buffalo is going to be kind of more mild. And then they have their hot, their blazing, their, you know, whatever you want, inferno, whatever you want to call it.
And some places just don't have not hot sauce. They just do. And that's just, yeah. So ask, what's your definition of hot? I don't know. What do you get at the Thai place? They say 1, 2, 3, 4. What do you get?
I'm going 2.
See, I go 3, but I don't think that's hot either. So, again, might be the guy making the sauce. Might be the guy scooping in the chili. Folks, you got to leave the house. You got to live a little bit here. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, I've done 3 before, but I've gotten burned, both literally and figuratively, doing it. So, like, I just play it safe and go 2.
Why are you sweating, bro? Yeah, it's too hot, man. That's why it's too hot. We got to Sakura over at College Mall. Is that how you say it? Sakura?
Yeah, I always say Sakura 15.
I don't know what the 15 is about. We didn't ask anybody. But the Bud Light was cold, and the spicy ramen was spicy. And then we had some sushi and some teriyaki and some stir fry. Delightful. And again, that's a little a place you just kind of pop in and you feel like you're in a different country for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and you get settled in. And food was excellent. We had not been there yet. We know there was the big, you know, the big rush when it opened, and then the prices are amazing there as well. So if you're not a huge ramen, they have everything. That's a good place to go try everything.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like you said, if the cold things are cold, the spicy things are spicy, hot things are hot. It's an approachable price. Everything's always pretty fresh over there. And that was one of the biggest pops of a place opening, of just everyone just flooding them. It seems like they've been able to maintain that business, and with good reason.
Again, they have all sorts of stuff on their menu. Udon, they have sashimi as well. So, again, places that you just, you know what, you try something. Maybe that's your New Year's resolution. Maybe you get out and try something different. What is your New Year's resolution with food?
Oh, man.
Eat more.
I don't know if I have one. I'm pretty happy with what I got going on. So I guess just maintain.
We joked about our last time together talking about healthy contributions here for the 2024 season. Well, since we're referring back to 2023, don't hold us to it. Oh, sushi's healthy. That's a healthy option, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I think so. Just kind of depends which kind you get. Is it, you know, drowned in sauce or not?
What was the absolute best of your 10 that you devoured over the final days of 2023?
Man, that's tough.
Of your last 10, not your whole year, just your last 10 you had.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list here. I mean, it's tough. We got Smokin' Jack's, we got K-Bop, Luca Pizza, Lucky Express, Jersey Mike's, Kimu, and Social Cantina.
Oh.
You know what? I don't know. I think it was after we talked last that I went to Kimu, which is the new place on 4th Street where Burma Garden was. It's just called Kimu, like Asian restaurant, but the owners are Burmese. They have Burmese food on the menu, and it was really, really good. So my buddy got like a shrimp dish. I did like a Burmese pork, and it was the service was great, and it was just really, really well prepared, well seasoned, all the way around good effort from Kimu.
Well, that's why we have you on, to try to help get through the, I don't know, when people are look at a sign and they're like, I don't know, if you're buying label, that's tough. I know people do that sometimes with wine or other things where it's like, oh, that label's pretty, that must be delicious. You just got to step out of your comfort zone sometimes and try it. And that's 4th Street's a great example of that here in Bloomington. You just have so many different options. You just have to go in and give it a shot.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I'm not super adventurous, but they've got, I mean, anywhere you go, even if it seems super exotic, there's going to be stuff that is approachable. So just kind of look at pictures, ask questions, know what you like. And typically you're going to find something that you're going to be happy with.
And I think you can speak to this as well. Jordan Davis is my guest, the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose. When you get to know the people that actually make the food, and they'll talk to you forever and tell you all about it.
Oh, absolutely. They want you to have a good experience. So, but they can only help guide you with info that you give them. So if you don't give them anything to work off of, they're just going to be shooting in the dark.
And again, they will help walk you through your fear. The fear of the unknown can be awfully, awfully powerful. So let's hope that you can get. Maybe that should be the New Year's resolution. Try a new restaurant once a month that you're afraid of. Try a restaurant you're afraid of. All right, what else? We got time for three more. Give me three good ones.
Sweet. Well, we did a Christmas Eve staff party at our Brown County store that one of our employees set up, and quite a few people wanted to go and didn't have too many family plans, and we did it kind of early enough. So we got a ton of Lucky Express, took it out there, and a lot of the staff out there never had Lucky Express. It was like, guys, this is my absolute favorite Asian restaurant in Bloomington, and they were all blown away by the orange chicken, the General Tso's, the crab rangoon. I mean, we got the most generic Americanized stuff you could get, but the way that they do it, the way that they execute it, and just having a full spread of all that was pretty awesome. It's outdid my normal, you know, one dish.
Well, like you mentioned with Indian food as well, not everybody cooks it the same. It can have the same title, so people don't have that fear of trying something new. But it's like fried chicken in America. If you get it in the South, it's one way. If you get it in the Midwest, it's another way. If you get it in the Southwest, it's a different way. So think of it that way when you're trying these things. Lucky Express is on 3rd Street, correct?
Yeah, 3rd and Lincoln in the same little strip mall as Turquoise Cafe.
So you've got a couple, two excellent outside-the-box choices right there. And then the new buildings east of there will have some more interesting places opening. We're waiting. You're going to have a coffee, an ice cream, a burger shop. Again, when those pop open, folks will tell you, but that's still on the plate from what you understand, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've seen Brew Burger is hiring, I think, for their GM of that.
How much?
Position there
how
at the much? Cunningham Restaurant Group.
Get me out of retirement. How much they want? How much they paying?
Yeah. Like, if it ain't six figures, I ain't leaving.
No, I'm not even listening. And that's not what the cents on the decimal point, after the decimal point either. That's not the figures we're figuring in. That's a hard business.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, man. Well, yeah. So I've always had a good experience at the Brew Burger up on Mass Ave. They also have one in Carmel. I'm excited to have them down here. I know the frozen custard, Cold Stone Creamery is going to be here. And then also, a coffee shop as well right there at 3rd and Grant.
Are you still bouncing in the mall, buddy?
Yeah, so we're going to be there through the end of January. We just signed a lease through the end of January. I doubt we go past that. But if you still want your coffee fix with locally roasted Brown County coffee or some of our homemade ice cream, waffle cones made on site, we'll still be over there.
Look at Michael Cassidy answering people's stuff in the Bloomington Foodies group. How about that? Good job, Michael. I know Michael. Michael tunes in every once in a while. He doesn't have to do that. He's been around for 100 years, but he does. People care. Yeah. You have to understand that. People care. They do not want you to have a bad time. The competition in this town is absolutely fierce. It will get more fierce as more places open, and that will be the case as 2024 moves along. And joining me every Wednesday will be Jordan Davis to talk about all the great things happening in our food world. Our next big event's Freeze Fest, right? That's coming up not this weekend, but in two weekends.
Yeah, so it's going to be January 18th, 19th, and 20th over there in front of the mill. Make your way right there across from Upland on 11th Street. On the night of the 18th, which is Thursday, Mother Hubbard's Cupboard will be putting on the chili cook-off that United Way has done the last couple of years. They actually reached out. I get to be a judge of that again. I'm super excited.
Attaboy.
So there'll be several different categories. It's gonna be a great time. We're gonna have Planted food truck out there before the chili cook-off. We'll have a boba truck there during the chili cook-off, and then all day Friday and Saturday morning and early afternoon, we'll have a couple food trucks out there. Some of the best ice sculptures in the world coming in and just carving stuff that's really unique to Bloomington. And it's a really cool event that I've been fortunate enough to be involved in since its inception, I think, in 2018 or 19.
Excellent, my friend. Well, we'll do more Wednesday the 10th and Wednesday the 17th. We'll get everybody fired up for it. It's a great fundraiser. It's a great way to get out of the house, get involved. And anytime we can have extra food and food trucks and food fun, you are the man. What's the flavor of the month? It's the chocolate mousse here. First one in 2024.
We got our last little bit of gingerbread still left. So if you haven't had it, come get it before it runs out. Gingerbread ice cream. It's got a very, very strong gingerbread flavor. Most people, almost everyone that's reached out to me, has said they love it. So come in and try it out.
Yeah, if you like gingerbread, there's only one way to do it, and that's hyper gingerbread. Not a scant feeling of gingerbread. Love it, buddy. Feel better. Talk to you next week when you'll be back to 100%.
Yep, I'll drink some hot tea and see you on the flip side. Thanks, buddy.